As we keep it official and bring Brian Koenig, better known as Stubby, into the conversation. Stubby, good morning.
Good morning. Can I just do something?
Sure you can.
That Was My Life by Billy Joel on WILO-FM.
You want a job?
Great. Now I lost my job.
No, Bill.
I just had a flashback to my radio days there, and so I was kind of dancing along with that, so I just had to add that in there. Hey, Kevin, do you know what they call an old snowman?
An old snowman? No, mm-hmm. No.
A puddle.
Water.
Water, yeah. Bill was close. He said a puddle.
Trying.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thank you for that.
Or puddles. I don't know.
Yeah, puddles, yeah.
No, I think the reason I asked that is because this is going to be a really wet snow. There's going to be a lot of water with this. We're going to probably see a little bit of rain this evening, late this evening, before it turns to snow, and that'll happen overnight. Again, you were talking about, 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. I think the crux of this snow is going to be as we're waking up tomorrow morning. That'll probably be the heaviest band that we have coming through. And it looks right now, all the models I've ran this morning have Indianapolis being the bullseye. I mean, if you had a dart board and you had a little bullseye right in the middle, that's right Indianapolis in that 465 circle. So and it spreads out from there, and it's a pretty wide swath. So I think that's going to be a concern for this area. And I posted on Facebook this morning, I'm going to dub this system as the typical male snowstorm of 2023. It promises you 8 to 10 inches, but only actually gives you 3 to 4. So.
Whoa. On-air personality and a comedian.
A male.
Double threat.
The male snowstorm. Okay.
The male, typical male snowstorm.
What's that, Melissa?
I have no comment.
No comment. Okay, that's probably best.
Yeah, probably ought to. I don't want to get banned off radio like you did on Facebook.
No, so. That happens weekly. Yeah, you're right. Well, Stubby, what are we looking at as things start to move in? I know when I was reading your forecast on Facebook about a half hour ago, you kept mentioning how heavy this snow is going to be. What's that going to pose for us?
Well, and this is where it gets tricky, and I posted this yesterday because I don't think a lot of people really that are doing weather are really doing a deep dive. I mean, they're exploiting, this 8 to 10, 11 inches of snow throughout central Indiana, and we have two numbers we're looking at. We're looking at snowfall. So when I run models, I have parameters. I can look at temperature, barometric pressure, 24-hour, 6-hour rain, precipitation. So you have snowfall. So the actual snowfall amounts are going to be pretty high. So we are looking at probably that 8 to 10-inch rain across that swath of central Indiana, kind of at a diagonal from Terre Haute up through Fort Wayne. So we have the snowfall, and then I can go in and look at snow depth. And that's where we have the discrepancy, because we're going to have a lot of moisture. There's a lot of moisture in this system. The temperature is warm. The ground is not frozen because we've had mild temperatures so far in January. So as it hits and it comes through that 3K, so, we had 3K up 15,000 feet up in the air, we have warming. And so this snow is going to be heavy. It's going to compact. And even though we see that 8 to 10 inches when it hits the ground and it accumulates, it's going to compress, and it's going to be probably in that, 3.5 to 6 inch range in area. So if it were going to be colder, about 5 degrees colder, then we would actually see that true. We call this the Kuchera model, and that's the Kuchera ratio. And basically what that says is in normal, cold, snowy conditions, the ratio is 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of precipitation. And this is going to give us probably a 1 to 6, 1 to 7 ratio.
All right. Well, that's definitely taking a deeper dive than I saw on the meteorologist last night.
Yep. Yeah. I know that National Weather Service, I watched their Facebook Live yesterday as they were summing everything up. And I had posted mine early in the morning, but yesterday in the afternoon, they did. They mentioned that, and Angela Buckman, WTHR, mentioned it last night, too, talked about the difference between the snowfall and the snow depth. So
they're copying off of your paper, Stubby?
Yeah, they are. Okay. Definitely. I'm going to sue them for plagiarism. So.
What? Ryan, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah.
When this morning about 3:20, I got an alert over my phone, woke me up, that they went to a winter storm warning instead of a watch. What dictates the change in that?
Just the certainty of that. We know the path now because we're in that 24-hour range. So, when they mentioned that snowfall was going to start, at 3 a.m. overnight tonight, so that was about 24 hours out that they could officially go to that. I thought they might go to it a little sooner. I thought last night before I went to bed at about 10:30, I thought that I kept looking and they hadn't said anything. Then I woke up this morning, they had the warning. So a watch is, we think the conditions are there, but now as we look at all the ensemble forecasts, all the actual different models, the U.S., European, Canadian, the HRR model, HRRR model, three R's there. Mm-hmm. Those are all different models, and they're all in agreement to some extent. I mean, they're tight knit. They're all like holding hands and playing nice with each other. Usually, about a week out, they're all over the place. But now they're all saying, okay, we can all agree that this is going to have a suck factor of 9.5.
Do we expect that this snow will stick around for a couple days, and then we see Friday we're going to have 18 for the low? Do you expect any ice or anything looking ahead a couple days?
I do think that it's going to melt fairly quickly. I think maybe by Thursday, snow depth is going to, it's going to compress quite a bit because the temperatures are going to be warm enough for compress. I don't think it's going to totally go away. And when I look at the 10 and 14 day weather models, I still think we've got chances for additional snowfall almost every day, or at least a wintry mix every day for the next 10 to 14 days.
You've looked out a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I tend to try to look out, and then I look at what's happening out. I mean, it may sound crazy, but I look at what's happening up in north of Russia. I look at the weather systems up in Siberia, Canada, California, and the Gulf of Mexico, and I kind of say, okay, here's the moisture picking up, here's the cold coming down, here's the polar vortex. Is it going to dip down a little bit, bring us colder temperatures, and all those converge, and then I kind of form my opinions, and then I watch the weather models and see if I'm correct.
So you don't use a dartboard? You actually look into this?
Well, I actually use pig spleens. Pig spleens.
Oh, pig spleens, okay. They stick better or what?
it's funny. I posted something about that because some people were kind of blowing me some grief on my page. And I said, well, if you don't believe it, you can go look at persimmon seeds, woolly worms, fluffy bunnies, and pig spleens. And people like pig spleens, that's an actual thing. If you Google it, they used to take pigs, their hogs, and they'd pull the spleens out, and they look at the fat content on the pig spleens, and that would tell them what the winter weather was going to be like.
What do you think of that, Melissa? We talk about persimmon seeds and everything, and they're talking about hog spleens.
You know what? To me, that's scrapings on the floor, so it doesn't really register.
That's the part we're not using.
It sounds like hot dogs. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you saw my post. I had I've only blocked four people in 4 years off of my page, and I had some guy that came on and accused me of being racist towards American Indians because I mentioned those four ways to. Check your weather.
Oh, wow. He must have had some deeper issues.
Yep. You get some crazies out of 11,000 followers. You'd probably get a dozen or so crazies.
Yeah, you get a Kevin Keith every now and then.
That's okay. I'm just impressed. You look up weather from North Russia and all over the world. I feel that like Angela Buckman's been cheating me for years.
She's been what?
She's been cheating me for years. You're putting in the real time. You're looking at weather in Russia and Spain and everywhere else. Angela Buckman's got a pretty face. You know what I mean? Do some work.
I'll tell you this. I have a lot of faith in Angela Buckman and Kevin Gregory because we all studied atmospheric science under Dr. Ernie Agee at Purdue. And Kevin Gregory and I were there the same years at Purdue. I knew his dad, Bob Gregory. I met Bob several times when he came to Purdue. And Kevin lived in the same dorm that I did, just a couple floors down. And we were in the same ATMS classes together. And then that's the atmospheric science classes. And then Angela Buckman also went to Purdue and studied under Ernie Agee. And there's a lot of other people. He was one of the top atmospheric science professors in the country.
I've met Angela and Kevin. They're both nice people, too. Both good people.
Super nice.
Yeah, for being TV people, because that's not always the case.
Good weather people, unlike the one at Wish TV, Stan Wood, he was evil.
Oh, was he?
Oh, an evil man, okay. just generally a bad person.
Yeah, and I'm a huge Chuck Lofton fan, too. I love Chuck. Chuck's a great guy, too. He is such a nice. I worked the polls during the election. I will never do it again because it's just gotten so crazy. But mm-hmm. I did it for 10 years up in Westfield, and then now that I'm in Avon, I worked the polls, and he came through our polling place that day, and the wait was like an hour to, you know, once you got in the door to get the voting machine. So I went out in the lobby and spent some time talking to him. We had a nice conversation about weather, and he gave me some great tips, and I appreciated that.
That's cool. Well, so tomorrow morning, Stubby, we're going to be right in the middle of it right about now, right?
Yeah, I think so, and I do think, I'm going to say school delays, but I think once they see what's happening out there and they got to get the snow plows and everything out to get the slush, because it's going to be slush. It's going to be a wet, fleshy mess, I think, at times. And I think that they'll probably end up with several e-learning days. I don't think they actually cancel classes anymore because, you know, we got to smarten these kids up after the COVID debacle.
That's right. They need all the help they can get.
Can't afford to keep them out of school anymore. They got to learn to tie their shoes again.
That's right. Got to do their A's and C's. Well, Stubby, thank you so much for being available, and we appreciate your expertise as always. And maybe we can maybe catch you later this week if we can coordinate everything, maybe Friday morning or something. Sure.
And for all the listeners out there, stay safe tomorrow. Don't discount the slush, because I'm getting a lot of questions about the slush and saying, do you think that's going to be a problem? Yes.
It can be dangerous. Yeah.
It could be really dangerous. And so just, and especially walking, don't, you know, when you walk outside and that stuff, it's still going to be slick. So be careful.
Sure.
Stubby, just maybe take a moment today just to reflect on a moment about your racism and your privilege. Okay?
Just reflect on that.
Hey, hold on. Wait, my pig's out there making noise. I got to go check that.
Okay. Go take care of that.
Gotta run. Gotta go check the screen.
We'll see you.
Thanks, Stubby. We appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Be safe out there. That's Brian Koenig, also known as Stubby. And you can check him out on Facebook at Stubby's Weather Center. And he's always got some good information and a little bit of fun, too.
That's right.